started it, I stopped it, and I started it again. With eight wide lines on your base of an olive. Let me get tanoi. Let's say it's a machlokes tanoim. The shaila is, can a person tell an eved, you work for me, I'm not responsible for your food. You can go collect your food, I will not give you time off of work, nor will I let you earn money, you go and collect. Or is the obligation of an owner to feed his eved either by providing food or providing the eved ability to earn the food, to use his time to earn food? That's the machlokes, shaila. Let us say it's a machlokes tanoim. What's the machlokes? Shimon Gamliel says, Yachol Eved Leimer L'Rabbi Mishnei B'Tzairis. An Eved can tell his master during years of famine, I Paneseini, it's again, Yud Beis, I'm an olive, 8th, now 9th line from the top of wide lines. I Paneseini, I Yatzeini L'Cheiris. Either feed me or free me. The Chachamim Eimrim, Rishus B'Yad Rabbi. And the Chacham say, no, the master has a right to refuse that request. He does not have to free him or provide for him. So the Chayra, my lab, I'll come in for you. Our Sabar Yachol, Rabbi Gamliel says, sorry, the Tanakh, the Rabbanan say, Yachol, you can say, I'm sorry, Evan, I am not feeding you. Our Sabar ain't a Yachol. And the Rabbi Gamliel, you got to feed him. If you don't feed him, he has a right to demand his freedom. That's what the Gemara thinks is the machlokes. The Eved comes to his master and says, either feed me or free me. Come and say, you can't say that. Why should you be able to say that? The answer is, because you can't say, I say, me vein is anach. You got to feed me. And Racham said, yes, you can. That's how the Gemara understands the machlokes tanoim. And for the Gemara, the Tisbara. How can you understand it that way? If that's the case, so Shimon Gamliel should not say, feed me or free me. He should say, feed me or let me earn my money. That's what he should say. He shouldn't ask for freedom. He should say to the owner, either feed me or let me earn my money. Yes. Gamliel says, because that's not the obligation. Why would an owner free him? Again, you go over to the owner and say, you have two choices, feed me or free me. Not true. There's a third choice that's much more applicable. Earn your keep. Earn your money for food. So, in fact, why is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel saying that the Eved gives the master a choice of feed me or free me? What you say is, either feed me or let me earn my money. Why is it famine? What does it got to do with famine? If you're learning that the shaila is, can you tell an eved to go collect? It makes no difference if it's famine or feast. What difference does it make? The case that this bride is talking about, that the owner told the eved, go work for your money. He allowed him to do that. Go work for your food. And Ubishnei B'Tzairis Leisipek. Unfortunately, it's famine. The jobs aren't paying well. And therefore, he's not earning enough for food. So here he is. The owner gave him all day off. He said, listen, I understand you have to eat. Go earn your money. I'm letting you, as my eved, I'm letting you take jobs, earn money for food. The guy can't earn enough. It's that kind of situation. His owner is an owner. He might be wealthy. He might be able to draw on his savings account. The Eved can't get work for this. Can't get money.
What?
That's why it's named the Cyrus. Dr. Shimon Gamliel.
What?
Shimon Gamliel Sabar. I panasei ni oitzei ni lecheiros. Ke'echa dechazali ina shimarachim alei. Dr. Shimon Gamliel, people don't give tzedakah to an Eved. Not in famine years. Eved is a lower class society. So when the Eved knocks on the door, I'm an Eved Kanani, I need money, they say, listen, we're basically struggling ourselves. It's Shnei Cyrus. We have tzedakah money, but unfortunately you're not on the top of our list. So therefore he goes to the owner and says, what do you want me to do? Tzedakah doesn't work for me. They don't give it to me. Therefore, either provide for me till the famine is over, or free me. and then I go collect tzedakah as a free man. The Rabbanu say there's no such thing. People who give tzedakah will give it to free and to have other. And therefore, that's not a good claim. Nothing to do. Both hold you cannot say asayim ivein tzedakah. The owner has an obligation to get that eved food. Either he gives him the food or he lets him earn his money. And in a regular time, that would take care of the problem. Either the eved would be getting fed by the owner, or the owner would allow him to take a job to get enough for food. But now it's talking about, it's Shnei B'tzairis. The economy is contracted. You can't get jobs that pay. And therefore the eved is starving. Teretz says, listen, if you're free, you're also starving. No different eved or free. It's not like you can get a better job when you're free. I'm letting you work all day. Get any job. Teretz says, tzedakah. So Rav Shimon Gamliel holds people don't give tzedakah to avodim like they do to free people. Therefore, the guy has to tie in. Listen, I have to save my life. I guess so.
Can all the remote listeners?
It's not a question of chayiv and avodim. It's a question of reality. Listen, I'm going to say something I shouldn't say, but I'll say it anyway. You get knocking your door. At least for me, I can only say. I look at the person, and some people I feel like giving more to, and some people I feel like giving less to, before they even say a word. Why? Same thing with tzedakah. Tzedakah says, some people make a certain impression, some people make another impression, and I'm human. It doesn't make me right, but I'm human. So automatically, the person that makes a good impression, I'm listening to more. And the person that doesn't make such a good impression, I'm going to give him tzedakah. But it won't be the same thing. Not because he might be more needy. I don't know. I know what it says in the letter. You know what I mean? Maybe. Humans get impressed. A free person knocks on your door and an eved knocks on your door. It's a different feeling. That's what Shmuel Gamliel says. And Rav Bona say, people give tzedakah, give tzedakah. Tamachlokus in the human behavior of tzedakah, correct? I don't have an answer to that question. The guy says, is it a free in heaven? How can a guy free his heaven? The guy says, it's kuch nefesh. The guy doesn't have food. Kuch nefesh is dying for the answer. The guy's dying. He's going to die. There's no food. There's no job.
Why did
Trace
that discussion originally?
Where?
I could say,
oh,
a guy, work for me, and I'm not
feeding you. There's no family. Go collect. Not the cool campus. He can't free him, Doctor. Sorry? Yeah, that's the Machloikas. I say, Mivain Zanach means go collecting. If you can't say that, it means you have to let him work for his living. There's a shayla. Can you tell an eved asayim ivein tzedakah? Which would mean you can't work for anybody else, can't earn money, but you can go collecting.
I mean, the reason why you can't work for anybody else is because...
It's my money! When you work for somebody, it's mine.
I apologize for interrupting, Rabbi Merzman. Could you ask people to mute themselves?
Yes.
He went out to a river. I'm sorry. I mean it that way. The collective easiest thing in the world. I mean,
I guess if people are not muting themselves, can hear this.
To earn your keep, then it would be hard to accuse you because you. That
makes you feel good, fine. Collecting is not the easiest thing in the world. It's extremely embarrassing.
But I'm talking about physically.
Okay, could be whatever the reason is. You like that? Say that.
And he gets tzedakah more than he needs to eat.
But he gets more tzedakah than he needs to eat. L'chayra. Mashkan have a kind of rabbi.
Rabbi, just a request that all remote listeners please mute themselves.
Anybody on the phone, can you please mute yourself? I don't hear anything, so I guess they muted themselves. Okay. Come to Ashi. Come to Ashi. Did I ever read the Rashi and called Kvuda Bas Melech Prima? I don't know if I did. Call Yisrael B'nei Melech Prima. Tznua. The Ein Darka Lot is the Sama B'yir Shein Misham. She doesn't go out in the city that she's not from there. She's giving a different answer than I said. I said when she works at home, her husband sells her goods. Rashi's saying in her town, it's not a lack of tznia for her to go out. Everybody knows this is Mrs. So-and-so. And she's a tznua. She goes out when she has to. The people that are around know her. Mashain came. If you go to a city you don't belong to, they makir and Rashi lahavi la malacha b'beisa. Here Rashi says, in her own town, people bring work to her house. In a strange town, they don't know. Elam came with sabeves v'ir lim to malacha l'stakir. So Rashi seems to say that in a strange city, she has to go look for jobs. In her own town, people know her. She doesn't have to look for jobs. She goes out when she has to, and she stays home the rest of the time, and people bring work to her. Meaning, they didn't have the advertisement on Cleveland Local Jewish News that you could advertise new seamstress in town. The Tizbara, the Bama Lasse, Yimika Mairi, is that what it's talking about? By Mashkar Mishnei Betzairis, the Pilu Mishnei Saiva, even in years of plenty, he was Bama Lasse, Yimika Mishnei Betzairis. If you can hold that, say, Yimika Mishnei Betzairis, it's always famine for him. Leisibek, ain't a mask. It's not enough. Man de rachim abnei chari, abdenami marachim. One who's marachim and free people also has machmanas and avodim. So Trashi, the shayach from Mitzvah Kirisha. The mice, he's Jewish to a big extent. Right? You tell me that for a guy, he won't be the same rachmanas. He's not a guy. He keeps Shabbos. He eats kosher. Shayach from Mitzvah Kirisha. Dr. Gemara Abad. Again, that's the Shiloh that can say, I say, Mivain Azanach. We're saying now that everybody agrees you cannot say that. You have to take care of him. But one of the ways of taking care of him is go earn your keep. Go get a job. Keep the money and feed yourself. That's an allowed thing by an Abakanani. I am letting him earn his keep. It's no different than he was free.
But somebody
who's
a potential
tzedakah
giver is
going to
say...
That's the machlokes. Shimon Gamliel says that's what the guy's going to say. Therefore, the Eved has a right to demand his freedom. And Rav Abanan say that's not true. And therefore, he has no right to demand his freedom. He gets all day off. He doesn't have to work for his master. He can take a job as if he's free. But free people aren't earning enough either. Third is they're going around collecting. So he can collect like them. The question is the status of Eved vis-a-vis free make a difference in his ability to collect? That's the machlokes. So Rabbi Cohen is bothered. Go out and see. Dr. Gemara Tashima. The Amara.
I would have liked it better if Tracy had that. You know what I'm saying? I would have liked that.
Tyson does ask a question here that the Gemara says later on that an Eved that got captured, right, and he got redeemed, right, an Eved got captured and somebody else redeems him from captivity, so the Rabbanim say that he's free. Because the second guy redeemed him that he should be free. And if he goes back to the first guy, nobody's going to want to redeem him. Nobody's interested in redeeming somebody's slave. Let the guy redeem him. Let the owner redeem him. Third is, I'm redeeming him, he should be free. So Chazal said, he goes free. Because I don't want him to be an Eved. If he wants, let their first master take care of him. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, one who redeems free people redeems Avadim also. Anybody that has the thing that he wants to redeem captives doesn't make a difference to him if this guy's going to remain free or not. It's the exact opposite over here, where Rav Shimon Gamliel is the one that says people give tzedakah to free and not to avadim, and Rabbanan say people give tzedakah to avadim, and there it says, Rabbanan say people only redeem free people, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says people redeem avadim. The exact opposite logic. So Tosfos answers that there's a difference between feeding and redeeming. By redeeming, if Shimon Gamliel feels, nobody wants anybody that keeps mitzvahs to be stuck by Goyim. By feeding, you don't feel an obligation to have to take care of him all by yourself. You'll give him a little bit. By a free person, you'll give him more. There, he's going to be stuck with Goyim. He's a chayav mitzvah. So you have, and Rabbanu feels the exact opposite. Stucker, stucker, for spending a lot of money to redeem somebody to be an eved you're not ready to do.
By a woman, a man's wife is captured, the husband has to redeem her, but not by an eved.
No.
So the one that redeems him,
they mean as an eved? No, it's not like this later on. It's a sugya of the fourth parak. We're operating now that no is the answer.
Yeah, I was just thinking that, you know, the part that says that Abed is a Mitzvah Isha, and that enough to, the person that runs on that, right? But if a lady comes to the house to collect, you know, you have so much rock, you know, rockwannas for that. You don't look at the Abed as a, oh, you're an Abed, but.
The reason you have more rachmanos than a lady is because you're a male chauvinist and you have rachmanos than ladies that have to be mavaza themselves. I don't mean it's wrong. I think it's right.
No.
Women don't usually go out and collect stuff. If they do,
right.
It's much more embarrassing for them.
You don't take that into consideration.
I don't know. Yesterday somebody came to me and asked me, is this a good stalker? Right? That means he was making a cheshbon where he should give his tzedakah money to, right? People make cheshbonis where they give their tzedakah money to. People make cheshbonis where to give their tzedakah money to.
When you give everything, they tell you, how do you check out which tzedakah is good for you? I'll give an example. I have to bring this up.
Tashma. Okay, now, we're going to need time to work this out. So you got to give the Gemara time. Somebody decided to donate his Eved's earnings to Hegdish. Zuckrav, what should the Eved do? Should borrow money so he can buy food. And then work and pay back the loan. That's what the Brav says. We don't know anything. We have no idea what's happening here. Again, Brav says the following statement. The owner went and donated the earnings of the Eved to Hegdish. That means when the Eved makes money, it belongs to Hegdish. Then, what does the Eved do? He's got to eat. I'm just reading the Gemara. I'm not explaining anything. Zuckrav, borrow money. And then pay back Hegdish from your earnings. Are they loan from your earnings? Frek the Gemara. The Gemara assumes that the Eved is not being fed. Not being fed. So if he's not being fed, what right does the master have to be Magdish a day? What? He borrows money. The Eved. From his guy. He goes over to his guy. He lent me $100. I need to eat. Then he earns and pays back. Now, how that works, we have to figure out. And we have to listen to what Rob said. The question is, if he's not feeding him, how can he donate his earnings to Hegdish? If you don't feed him, he has a right to work for his living. You can't donate something that doesn't belong to you. Again, if you hold, let me just explain. Please let me just explain, because all interruptions to the side will make it harder to understand. We don't understand why the guy can borrow and pay back. We don't understand anything. We'll understand that later. But we know one thing, that the Hegdish was chal, that the Hegdish worked. The earnings became Hegdish. Why? Is the owner feeding him? So why does he have to borrow money to eat? Is the owner not feeding him? He has a right to work for a living. How can the owner donate it to Hegdish? What's happening over here? If he's not feeding his Eved, the Eved's earnings are his own to make himself get food. And it says he has to borrow money and pay it back. Why that works, we don't know yet. He borrows money so he can eat. What do you mean? So the question is a raya that you can tell the Eved, go collect. And therefore, he can be magdish his earnings. Except there's a way that the Eved can use his earnings to pay back a loan. How? By life of Eichavais of Paran, which we don't know how it works. But the price is saying, that's what Rob's... That's what Rob is saying. Zog to Gemara. There's a Rashi in the Amud Beis. Goes on this Gemara. Printer put it on the Amud Beis. He can't earn money right away and eat. The pruta kamaisa kachala. As soon as he earns the first pruta, it becomes hegdish. The shuvasalai can't use it. The owner made it hegdish. He can't use hegdish money to buy food. Ella loy v'tchila v'aychol borrows money and eats. V'aysa pakas pakas mishaber pruta, and he works. Every less than a pruta, upareya. He works less than a pruta. He doesn't work for a pruta, he works for less than a pruta. And pays the loan back because it doesn't belong to Hegdish. The Mefarish Lekamei, as the Gemara will explain, that Shad is, the Hegdish, by Rashi learns, it's going to be a Gemara, that Hegdish is not chal on a pachas mishav a pruta. So when he works for half a pruta, that pruta, half a pruta is not Hegdish. Right. Hegdish is not chal on less than a pruta.
Why can't it be loaned afterwards?
Again, if he earns money, as soon as he makes a pruta, it becomes hegdish. You're not letting me explain. As soon as he earns a pruta, it makes hegdish. So he cannot make money and buy food, because he's going to have to make more than a pruta to buy the food. And as soon as he makes more than a pruta, it becomes hegdish, and he can't use hegdish money to feed himself. But he has to feed himself. Right? So here, he has to borrow $10. $10 is 40 pakas prutas. I don't know how much it is. It's 100 pakas prutas. Now, he has to use $10 for food. So it's very nice. So he can't earn and buy food because he needs $10 to buy the food. How's he going to get $10? To get the $10, he has to get to a pruta. And as soon as it's a pruta, he can't use it. So he borrows $10. He earns less than a pruta and starts paying back the loan. He earns next to less than a pruta, continues paying back the loan. None of the money ever becomes hegdish, because as he earns less than a pruta, he's using that to pay back the loan before it gets to a pruta.
You can't buy food by half
pruta? No. Not going to live on half prutas.
So the earnings, you can ratio that way.
Exactly.
Food.
Exactly.
The work can be broken down, the food can't be broken down.
Exactly. So therefore, the owner is not feeding him. The Yochel Lahagdish. And cover the Yochel Lahagdish. He can still donate it to Hegdish. You see from Rav that the fact that it becomes Hegdish and the guy still has to borrow money to eat, it just doesn't make any sense. If he's not giving him food, why does it have to become hegdish? The answer is, the Eved is in charge of getting his own food. I don't have to feed him. I can be magdish as my tiyadayim. I can go collect. He doesn't want to go collect. So then Rob gave him another solution. Let him borrow money, earn less than a prut at a time, and use it to pay that loan back.
If he collects money, is that hegdish?
That's not my tiyadayim.
And the money collection is not considered.
I assume that's not considered my Ziyadai.
He's earning it in small increments.
Correct.
And then he gets paid at the end of the day.
The way it seems like now is no. He gets paid as he goes along. Now, I don't know how you pay less than a pruta unless it's an item. I don't know how you pay less than a pruta.
If it's accumulated paid at the end of the day, I'm working on one.
So that gets involved in a whole shaila. If you may work for a day, whether the guy owes it to you as you work or he owes it to you at the end. And I don't want to get involved in that shaila. It's a shaila above Matzia.
Okay.
It's like a running meter. Half poot meter.
Don't you forget your job.
And for the Gemara, back to the Amud Aleph. Hakam b'mayiskina b'malalay mezayna. The owner is feeding him. That's why he can be makdish his earnings. So what's he borrowing food for? He has. Why does he have to borrow money? He's being fed. So the Gemara lads off of for extras. There's a minimum food, and there's a little bit extra. He wants a little bit extra, so he can borrow money and use his earnings of less than a pruta to pay back the money he borrows for extra food. Frakta Gemara, Velemi Lehegdish, let Hegdish say, Ad Hashta Sagiluk Beloy Adafa. You know, you worked with the owner, he wasn't giving you extra. Hashta Nami Tiskiluk Beloy Adafa. So at Hegdish's Cheshbin, you're going to work Pakas Meshavah Pruta so you can get extra food? The owner wasn't Mechoy to give you extra food. Why should we allow you to take extra food?
Who's losing out?
Hegdish.
Why?
Because he's working pockets, Mishavah Pruta, and Hegdish is not going to see the money.
Did Hegdish ever see anything from this guy?
Yeah. Hegdish is not going to get the money that he's earning to pay back his loan.
They're losing that money.
Are they losing anything?
I don't know what that means.
No. Is Hegdish getting anything from this guy?
I don't know how much money he's earning.
Whatever it is.
But he's earning pockets, Mishavah Pruta, and paying back his loan. That means Hegdish is not getting that money.
So during
normal work hours, he's getting all his earnings.
If he's doing pockets, right? Hegdish has no shackles to that, right?
Because we're allowing him to do pockets.
Right, so we're allowing him to do that, right?
But the question is, why are we allowing him to do it for extra food? He didn't. Why should Hegdish lose out for his extra food?
But I don't understand. Hegdish is not in the parsha of less than a pruta. It's a way of. It's like you said yesterday how you play around with the IRS, you put the money here and there. There's a way of getting around Hegdish doing puffles.
Why would Rav say that the guy should go and do treat Hegdish for something that's not necessary?
Yeah, but if it works, it works.
You can cheat. It's a way of getting around Hegdish, and it's not your business. You're not in the parsha of puckles. You're just not in the parsha of it. I'm sorry, it's a loophole, but that's the way it is.
It's only on that extra.
It's like
the regular earnings between 9 and 5, they're getting his earnings.
So again, the way to recite and explain it is that this is only allowed because Hegdish is happy to allow this. Again, please, let me just finish. This is only allowed, let me explain. You can't use Hegdish food to feed yourself, even if Hegdish allows. It belongs to Hegdish, it's Me'ilah. However, if Hegdish allows, you can use the legal loophole. But it's only because Hegdish is willing to allow this. So originally we thought that the guy told his Eved, I say, imi vein is anach. Hegdish is more than willing to accommodate an Eved that they told him, I say, imi vein is anach. Mashiach can't hear, he's getting fed. Why would Hegdish be willing to accommodate him? Now you're saying he doesn't need Hegdish's permission to be accommodated. The Rishonim are understanding here that the only reason we're allowing this is because Hegdish is happy to let this happen. And the question, except there's a legality here, you can't take Hegdish money. So you have to make sure the money is not Hegdish yet. Right?
I understand
that.
I just have to be happy to allow this to happen.
So that's Kasha. In the case of Asayim Yivay Nisanak, why are they happy? Yeah. Because they don't want the Eved to starve.
Yeah, I mean, they care. He's working on, we're talking about Hadafa, right?
That's the answer. You're going to have me or now? The answer? That's the Gemara's Kasha.
Right now we're on the question, right?
Back to Gemara. Belay melay hegdish. Ad has to sagiluk belay adafa. Has to nami tiskiluk belay adafa. That's exactly it. Why should hegdish be accommodating? You lived without adafa till now, so why should we allow you to do this for adafa?
That means food extra.
And for the Gemara, hegdish gufe nichalei kehecha de lishbuch avdei. Hegdish is happy to have the Eved have extra food. An extra food Eved works better. It's a question. Some owners like to give their Eved bare minimum, and they work the Eved as best as they can. And some realize you invest in the Eved's food, you give him something more, he's stronger, he's more willing to work, you get a better thing. That's Hekdesh's decision.
So Hekdesh is worried about the Baal getting better, or Hekdesh will end up enjoying more?
Hekdesh will end up enjoying more. Because Hekdesh gets the earnings. The only thing they don't get is the amount that he needs to pay his loan. The rest they get.
Is
the
Evan earning as much as he wishes to earn?
Again, the owner was Maisi Dei Avdai. That means the owner is out of the picture.
Yeah.
Whatever he earns goes to Hekdesh. He has to work. He doesn't have a chance to take off. He's an Evan. He's got to work. And whatever he earns goes to Hekdesh.
Can't just say, well, I've earned enough to eat now, and that's all I care about.
No, he's an Eved. He doesn't have the choice of not working. I vote him don't get to watch the Super Bowl.
No, he's working to work no matter what.
He's an Eved.
If he works for his owner, he's not getting paid.
He's getting food. If you hold the ass, you can't say him, you've been a donor.
Work him and tell him he's not paying him, not feeding him.
Right? Well, that was the Shiloh. Can a guy tell his Evan, you work for me and I'm not feeding you or not? That was the question.
Yeah.
We wanted to prove from here that the owner can. Because it said he has to borrow for food. That means the owner is not feeding him.
Because
it's for the extra.
Right.
So we had a question. Why is Hekdesh accommodating for extra? Why are we allowing him to take Hekdesh money, not Hekdesh money yet, but potential Hekdesh money for extra?
Why can't you just say it works?
Because that's what I'm trying to tell you. The Rishonim say that this deal can, I'll explain in a minute why in a minute, but give me 2 minutes more, okay? I'll get back to this. Okay. And it's going to be much more understandable by the time I finish. Dr. Gemara, Hekdesh gufa nicha leke Hekdesh v'chavde. How can he work and pay? As soon as he works, it becomes Hekdesh. Dr. Gemara, but Pachas Mishav Bruto. Pachas Mishav Bruto. Rashi. Let's do Rashi, and I'll come back to this. Dr. Rashi, Ladavim, Zainis, Mervachim, Yaiser. More word Mervachim. Why? Mervachim usually means spacious, but here it's not spacious food. It means less exact. Whatever the word for less exact would be. Mervachim Yaiser. Masha'ein derech v'olav achila, which the owner doesn't give him. The lishbech avdi beguf bari, the healthier ever. The pankas wachas mishaber pruta. Achla tisarev ha-pruta yifrena. He'll be paying it back before it gets to a pruta. That means he'll be working less than a pruta, taking it from the guy he works for, and paying the loan. Glechayel hegdesh ha-pankas mishaber pruta. Hegdesh is not chal ha-pankas mishaber pruta. Frekt, Tysus. There's a Mishnah that says that Hekdesh is chal on everything. So how can you say it's not chal on Pankas Mishav Bruta? So the Achronim have different ways of explaining Rashi. I'm picking one of the ways. There is Hekdesh and there's Kedusha of Hekdesh. As soon as the guy earns any amount, it belongs to Hekdesh. Why isn't Hekdesh chal on less than a Bruta? Hekdesh has every right to every earning. Kedusha's Hekdesh, the Kedusha that Hekdesh gets only works in a Pruta. That's how they want to learn Rashi. That answers your question. Hekdesh has to allow the guy to use Pankas Mishav Pruta. They can't allow him to use a Shav Pruta because that's Me'ila. He can't use Hekdesh money that has Kedusha Me'ila. And Me'ila is only by a Shav Pruta. But it really belongs to Hekdesh right away. That's how the Achronim answer Rashi. It's really Hekdesh's money. Without the Kedusha of Hekdesh's money. So Hekdesh has the option of letting the guy use it for whatever he wants. But it has to be Hekdesh's option. It's not that he can do it against the will of Hekdesh. That answers your question. Now, so he can't do it against the will of Hekdesh, so he can work less than a Pruta. So the Meiri asked the following question. Hekdesh feeds its animals. They use Hekdesh money to feed their animals. So why can't they feed the Eved? The earnings of the Eved belong to Hegdish. So if the Hegdish wants to feed him, can't use Hegdish money. Well, what do they feed their animals with? Hegdish has a cow, a bull that does work for Hegdish. The animal gets fed.
It's worse than Hegdish.
So is he. Zok to Meiri, Chavim to Meiri's answer, that Eved is not, there's no, Hegdish doesn't own the goof of the Eved. They're only getting his earnings. They own the animal. It's their kinyan aguf. Therefore, they can use Hegdish money to feed their animal. They can't feed him because it doesn't really belong to them. Only the earnings belong to them. That is what the Meiri answers.
The Gemara said about 2 days ago that Lahadafa goes to the
right. It was yesterday. Yes, and what did the Gemara say? That if the Eved earns extra, it goes to the master.
Okay, now, we're saying now that... Okay, so that means the Rabo says, I'm not interested in you becoming bigger, because you're bigger, you get tired of it. Now we're saying Hegdish is Nichale, the... What's it called? For the owner, himself, I don't need... Adafa, excuse me, sir. You just
eat
enough, and that's it.
Let him finish, then I'll answer. He wants to answer you.
What's new? Every day it's the same thing. Why's the rep? But here,
Hegdish
is telling
you,
oh, no.
You should be me, but the question is not a good question. Hegdish gets his earnings. The healthier he is, the more he'll earn. He's not using all his money to pay the loan back. He works a little bit to pay the loan back. The rest of the day he's going to work and make Hegdish money. So Hegdish feels we have a stronger Eved. They got dessert. Instead of skipping dessert, he's going to work better and we'll make more money.
Oh, you mean for Hegdish, not for the Rabo?
He was Magdish Maisi Day Avdai.
Oh, so it's not for the Rabo's business?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought it was...
That's what I was trying to tell you. It was a mistake.
I had a similar question, but I thought if Hegdish is happy that he's stronger and earning more money because money goes to
Hegdish,
why isn't the Rabo too?
Because owners think one way and Hegdish thinks the other way. Every owner makes his decision how he wants to treat his abadim.
I would think there's a lesson to be learned.
I don't know. I hate to do this, what I'm going to do right now, because
what
I'm going to do right now is totally wrong, but I'll do it anyway. There's some parents that treat their kid and don't give him anything extra beyond basic needs. And there's some parents, they give the kids a lot extra than they need. Why do some parents treat the kids one way, some parents treat the kids the other way? Terrence says, one will tell you, kids have to learn how to not waste money, how to understand what a dollar is. They have to learn. The other parents will say, you have a happier kid, a kid that will produce much more, be a healthier. Terrence is, do you know which one is right? I have my opinion, but that doesn't mean that everybody agrees to me.
Hegdish just needs the work done. He doesn't care for the evidence. Hegdish the evidence happier.
Hegdish wants to get the most work they can get out of the guy.
That's not subjective. They probably would let every evidence do that.
Exactly. Because they feel an evidence happier will work better. The guy, kid has to take out the garbage. You either give him something for it or you don't give him something for it. One will do the garbage, maybe take out more bags or do more, and one will do less. I don't know. I'm just giving a muscle.
But how did your question start off today? What was your question? I'm sorry. What was his question?
His question was, if owners don't give extra, why should Hegdish want to give extra?
Who's the owner?
The Gemara says that the owner wasn't giving him extra, and Hegdish is letting him take extra.
Yes, opposite.
That's what the Gemara said.
Happier by giving him extra.
That's the answer.
I know that's the answer.
But the question was, why isn't the owner happier to give him extra? Right. That's what he said.
Okay.
The answer is, owners make their own decision, and Hegdish makes its own decision.
Can the Eved do any work for the owner and not get paid?
No, whatever he earns is goes to Hegdish.
But here he's not. If he works for the owner, he's not earning.
Again, whatever his work would be worth goes to Hegdish. whatever he does. Now, you want to know if he takes out the garbage, does the garbage go to Agnes? No. I don't know whether he can. I mean, you're asking a good question, which I don't know the answer to. He works as a job. The Evan is a diamond cutter. So from 8 in the morning to 8 at night, he cuts diamonds. Right? That's worth X amount of money, but because he's an Evan, he doesn't get paid. Now, then he's working, Maisi Yadav go to Hegdish. Hegdish has the right to earn, to give him to a place, apprentice, to be a diamond cutter, and they get his salary. Now, can he take out the garbage for the owner? Can he do other things? Is he mechuyev or allowed to do other things to the owner? I don't know. We're talking about the earnings that he would get as a free person. The owner owns an Evan as a diamond cutter. He goes out in the market and he says, anybody need a diamond cutter? They say, I need a diamond cutter. He says, how much you pay? $100 a day. Here, take my Evan and give me $100 a day. Now Hegdis is getting that $100 a day.
No, I understand. I was just wondering if he could work half a day for the owner for free and not go to Hector Short, and then the other half a day have a job that would go to
Hector. I don't know.
You say chatzim, chatzim.
No, but my CEO died of earnings. He's saying he's not earning. He's taking our garbage back to the owner. It's not something that the owner would be earning money off of. He means basically saying he's doing jobs for the owner and he's saving the owner money, but the owner he's not earning anything for the owner. He's washing the dishes.
You'd pay somebody else to do
that. Again, that's his question. Does the owner now have to pay Hegdish for the amount of money it would cost to pay a dishwasher? The Evan washes the dishes. To get somebody off the street to wash the dishes, today would be $18 an hour plus benefits. That's what they offer, right? You look, $18 an hour plus benefits for washing dishes.
You have to understand what is Masa Yadav.
Exactly.
It's not every time you have an Evid, you're just using him for profit.
It's always profit. No. No matter what he does, he's saving you money.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
So that's profit.
Right. So meaning not having to hire someone else.
It's also profit.
It's also profit.
Yeah. So maybe that he has to reimburse Hegdish for anything that the guy does that would have cost him money.
We have a button
bubble. The Gemara says a lot of them.
Okay.
Gemara says 10 Goyim from every nation will jump on every tzitzis that a person has. Gemara Shabbos. That means every year we'll have 70 nations, 10 from each nation for every tzitzis. That means every year we'll have 2,800 of them.
The Shimer hit a lot.
No, but I would
2,800 of them. Every year. And they'll be waiting in line, the Goyim, to become your Avadim. Because that'll be a ticket to their life. They'll be waiting in line. They'll be jumping for it. When I used to teach my class, I used to say, LeBron James will be waiting in line to be your Evan. So will Joe Biden. Nobody will want him. But, right. So the Goyim will be waiting in line. That 10 from every nation, for every tzitzis that a person has, for every corner. 2,800 per tzitzis. I guess the tzitzis have to be kosher. It's the Gemara says in Shabbos.
10 per string.
No, it doesn't say 10 per string. 10 per corner.
That's 2,800.
Four corners. 10 from every nation. There's 70 nations.
Oh my gosh.
That's 700 avadim for every corner.
It better be pretty solid.
Come on, Shabbos.
That's one at the end of Shabbos?
No, it's in the second paragraph of Shabbos.
The word says how many people we have in Olam Haba. Is that the number, the 2,800?
What?
I remember learning Gemara where it said at the end of the Gemara it talked about how many Avadim people have in the Olam Haba.
No, Olam Haba. I'm talking about Mashiach's time.
Mashiach's time.
It's Gemara in the second paragraph of Shabbos.
It didn't say they're based on
the tzitzis,
did it?
Gemara says tzitzis, yeah. I didn't make it up. Gemara says.
bad memory I have.
If you want to bring me Gemara Shabbos, I'll show you the Gemara. It's Gemara
Shabbos. All those above him?
I have no idea. We'll find that next week or this week, you know, whenever Mashiach comes.
Someone said that if Russia goes into... Do you hear that other thing?
It's a Gra. It's an old Gra. I heard it in 1973 when Russia intervened in the Middle East. So they said over that Gra there.
Have you seen the Gra?
I heard the Gra.
Oh, okay. It's a lot of things like...
No, but it's... I heard this 50 years ago. 48 years ago, to be exact. 49 years ago.
Before Greg was born.
Before you were born. When the Yom Kippur War happened, and Russia intervened in the Middle East then, so people were quoting this group.
Here we are, still waiting.
Mitzvah Hashem, every day, the day closer.
Where's this group?
I don't know. I saw it in a safer quoting it, but I don't remember.
Hey, get all the stuff my wife. She just loves it.
That's the Gemara Vayitzer. Hakanami Mistabra. The Gemara is going to prove that Rav holds you cannot say Aseim Yivein Azanach. That's what the Gemara is going to go about to do now. Hakanami Mistabra. The Amar Rav. Hamagdish Yidei Avdai. Oysa Eber, Oysa Vaychom. A contradiction in Rav. Here he says, somebody that donates the earning of his Eved, the Eved can go out and work regular and use it for his food. Rav didn't say that on the Eved Aleph. There he said he has to borrow and pay back Pachas Mishavah Bruta, and here he's saying, go back, earn money, and use it for his food. It's a contradiction in Rav. Zakti Gemara, the Eloi, Rav continues, because if he doesn't earn money for his food, Avdaman Palachlei, who is the Eved going to serve? Meaning, if you don't get food, he's not going to be able to work. So therefore, he's allowed to work for his food. So he should be strong, then he can get a job, then he can eat. Now this is a contradiction. This Rav is a contradiction. So I'm going to speak out what the Gemara is going to try to prove.
What's the contradiction?
In the first statement, Rav said he has to borrow money and pay back Shabbos Pachas Mishavah Bruta. Rav on the Amud Aleph on the bottom. Here he says he can eat, work, and use the food for food. Work, use the money for food. No Pachas Mishavah Bruta, no borrowing, nothing.
Same case.
We didn't explain that means something else.
Again, we're trying to prove our answer right.
Oh, that it means something.
That, again, we're trying to prove our answer right. So we're proving it because there's a contradiction in Rav. And to answer that contradiction, you're going to have to say something like our answer, and we'll talk about it more tomorrow.